KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have some light snow, 33 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. There is a winter weather advisory in effect for a portion of our listening area. The advisory is in effect until 1 o'clock today for Monona, Harrison, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties, and until 6 p.m. for Audubon, Guthrie, Sac, Crawford, and Carroll counties. Snow accumulations in the advisory area are expected to range anywhere from 2 to 5 inches, and with winds out of the south of 15 to 25 miles per hour and occasionally higher gusts, visibilities will be reduced at times to less than 1/2 mile, and some patchy blowing snow is expected. A winter weather advisory for snow means the periods of snow will cause primarily travel difficulties, so be prepared for snow-covered roads and limited visibilities and use caution while driving. The latest road report from the Iowa DOT shows there are some roads in the far western portion of our listening area that are partially covered with snow and some icy bridges. Those roads include Highway 92 in western Pottawatomie County from west of Carson to Omaha, and portions of Highway 6 from Interstate 80 into the Omaha Council Bluffs area. Also in Harrison County on Highway 30 from Dunlap down through Oric to Logan and Missouri Valley, and then from Pisgah on downward as well to Interstate 29 and toward the I-680 split. In the news, Omaha police say a woman from Harrison County has been charged with murder in connection with the 2012 disappearance of a woman last seen alive in Omaha. Police say officers on Thursday arrested 41-year-old Shanna Goylar at her home in Persia. Goylar was charged with first-degree murder in the death of Carrie Farver, who was last seen November 13, 2012, in Omaha. Farver's mother reported her missing to the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on November 16, 2012. Weeks later, Farver's vehicle was found in Omaha. In February of this year, Pottawatomie County detectives contacted the Omaha Police Cold Case Unit to assist in the investigation, which led to Goylar's arrest. Goylar was taken to the Pottawatomie County Jail and is awaiting extradition to Omaha. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a woman from Cass County early this morning. 24-year-old Taylor Renee Huerta of Griswold was taken into custody at around 1:40 a.m. in the 1200 block of Highway 71. Huerta was charged with OWI first offense and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $1,000. Red Oak Police Thursday afternoon arrested a woman wanted on an active warrant for probation violation. 21-year-old Cassandra Jane Roner of Red Oak was seen riding in a vehicle traveling east on Washington Street in Red Oak at around 3:15 p.m. Officers stopped the vehicle in the 100 block of East Knuckles Street and confirmed the warrant was valid for Roner. She was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $5,000 bond. Police in Council Bluffs said late last night the tips from citizens resulted in the arrest of a Council Bluffs youth who is allegedly connected to several incidents of vandalism perpetrated on homes and vehicles in the Council Bluffs area. The youth's name was not released, and the case remains under investigation. The investigation began when authorities received several reports of multiple windows being damaged on vehicles and homes. Authorities said it appears a BB or pellet gun was used to cause that damage. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said Thursday afternoon that on Monday, December 19th, at around 5:15 p.m., officers were summoned to the Clarinda High School to investigate an incident during which it was alleged that two CHS students were in possession of firearms while on school property and had threatened a third CHS student with the weapons. The incident is alleged to have occurred in the parking lot immediately north of the high school. The victim, a 16-year-old from Clarinda, said he was allegedly threatened by a 17-year-old male, also from Clarinda. The threat involved the younger teen being struck with a stock portion of a long gun. He was also allegedly threatened by a pistol held by a second 17-year-old male from Clarinda. Complaints alleging juvenile delinquency for prohibited possession of firearms and assault have been forwarded to the Page County Juvenile Court Services for review and additional action by juvenile court authorities. The victim did not suffer any injuries during the incident. Brothers said the matter was an isolated incident that occurred strictly between the three students involved, and there was no danger to the public or administration, faculty, staff, and students at the Clarinda High School. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday a deputy dispatched to a business parking lot in Underwood Wednesday afternoon to check on a man sleeping in a car ended up arresting the suspect on drug and alcohol charges. 26-year-old Kyle Jordan Lanoa of Avoca was arrested around 3:45 p.m. Wednesday for possession of meth and marijuana with the intent to deliver, OWI second offense, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Following his arrest, authorities seized separate plastic bags containing 43 ounces of meth and 2.6 ounces of marijuana, a pill bottle with different pills, and two syringes. Lanoha was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. And a man from Carson was arrested Wednesday afternoon at his place of employment in Council Bluffs when a Pott County deputy served civil papers. A records check showed 23-year-old Tyler Allen Dittus of Carson was wanted on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County for failure to appear on a driving while revoked charge and a warrant out of Mills County for driving while barred. Dittus was taken into custody without incident and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Jameson Steckler, age 14, and Gavin Steckler, age 11, both of Audubon, died December 10th. Funeral services for Jameson and Gavin Steckler will be this morning at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Aldine Faye Lippold, age 82, of Avoca, died Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Aldine Lippold will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Terry Christensen, age 70, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Terry Christensen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marvin Halber, age 69, of Manning, died Wednesday at his home. A mass of Christian burial for Marvin Halber will be held Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Ruth Dinesen, age 93, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Harlan, died Monday at the Hanson House Memory Care Assisted Living Facility. Funeral services for Ruth Dinesen will be next Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.